This has been the Ed Ogeron Show from the LSU Sports Radio Network, presented by Hancock Whitney, the official bank of the LSU Tigers. The Ed Ogeron Show is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network, a division of Outfront Sports. Sports Radio Network is a division of LSUSB and Outfront Sports.
It's time to talk Tiger football on the flagship station of the Fighting Tigers of LSU, Eagle 98.1, and worldwide on Eagle981.com.
Fast and fearless, baby, here we go!
The Tiger Zone, powered by Low Bears Casino and Hotel Baton Rouge. Get your calls in now at 225-499-9898. The Tiger Zone starts now, live from the Mercedes-Benz of Baton Rouge studio. Here's Charles Anagriff and Gordy Rush.
And a pleasant good evening and welcome into the Tiger Zone. Here on Eagle 98.1, LSU football against South Carolina this weekend. You know, I say that because you can't take anything for granted. Games get canceled, games get moved, things happen. It's 2020, so I just wanted to say that. Yeah, LSU and South Carolina, 6 o'clock on Saturday night.
For now, it's Wednesday. It's COVID, baby.
It is. Things change from day to day. So it was a newsy day, if you will, for LSU, and not much of it. I mean, I could lie to you and tell you, oh, wow, it's all this good stuff. It's not much of it good. So let's start with the quarterbacks, and not that it's not good, but your starter's out, okay? Right. And so now they're going to have to deal with a freshman quarterback, probably two freshman quarterbacks. And, you know, you just, if you've been listening, you heard Ed talk about they're, you know, going to make a decision and probably tell the kids tomorrow, whatever. And then they'll go with it, but both guys are probably going to play. So you tell me in a week where you go through, and I think – the coaches know, I think they've been known probably for some time, but they want to let it play out, how it is to prepare for a game when you don't know who the starting quarterback's going to be, and, you know, it's like Wednesday and stuff.
Look, I think they, twice now, Max Johnson has warmed up at Vanderbilt, and I know that because I think I was the only person in LSU side of the field.
I got a picture of you with your back up against the fence, so I did see that.
Yeah. No, yeah. That was actually the opener.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was me sitting
by myself next to all the cutouts of the Vandy baseball team.
Ah, okay.
I think they bring two different things to the table. I think it is going to be Max Johnson would be my guess, and I don't have any inside information. Because he's not only has he been up twice to warm up, he was the first guy to do that, but also he's more mobile. And I think the state of this running game, Charles, and that they've got to get something going, what he's able to bring is a true run threat, and he's comfortable in the RPO, more in the RPOs, and you've got to account for him, I guess, in the run game. And that's what he ran in high school. And I think that and the fact that, let's face it, your offensive line has had their struggles. And one of the reasons that you're without a quarterback is his lack of mobility. He's taken a bunch of shots. And so I think your chance of success, or at least looking at it on paper, probably is a little higher right now with bringing Johnson in based off the way you've performed after three games. That being said, I was really impressed with TJ Finley. He's got a lot of zip. I thought he was really decisive. We talked about that in the scrimmages. For a young kid, boom, boom, get rid of the football. He had some zip on it. He showed some touch at times. And I think he's made tremendous strides from coming to Ponchatoula. And I think it's very close. It's not a huge – I think both will play. I think the best fit right now for what LSU has had problem-wise is Max Johnson.
So you said a week ago that – and this was before the game. Well, it was right after the game got canceled, actually. Your biggest concern was their inability to run the football.
Right.
A mouthful because the defense has been pretty bad. So you try to improve the running game, and you potentially have three ways to improve it, right? Number one is you insert a running quarterback, and that would be Max Johnson. Number two, you bring your offensive line back intact for the first time, I think, in 2 weeks with Ed Ingram back in the starting lineup and Dare Rosenthal, actually 3 weeks.
That's correct, since the opener.
Since the opener. So two games, 3 weeks. So you bring your starting offensive line back. And then the third thing is you get John Emery involved. And Hester loves the broken tackle stat. It's an accurate stat. It gives you the opportunity, if your offensive line isn't blowing people 5 yards off the football, to maybe make something happen. He's got a little bit more shake than the other two guys. So you get any or all of those things implemented, and you hope that the first thing is the running game gets impacted.
No, I agree with all those points. And then, you know, one of the things that jumped out at me after watching some football this past weekend, and I'm trying to remember, you know, you look at some of the things Alabama did, Georgia did, South Carolina on film, and what Mike Bobo's trying to do, is that you force the defense to have to defend the whole football field, not only length, but sideline to sideline. And I want you to think about it right now against LSU. It's most of the run game. They'll bump it outside, but really you don't see a whole lot of jets. You don't see them. You don't have to, in my opinion, defend the run sideline to sideline. It's more of a vertical game. And, you know, my gut on Steve Ensminger on the last couple weeks, he wants to be more balanced. If he thought he could run the football against Missouri, he would run the football against Missouri. I think they were struggling. People putting 7 and 8 in the box, and it forced them to be one-dimensional.
They also had real matchup advantages where Terrace Marshall and Eric Gilbert were concerned. I understood early on, you know, when you're scoring points and you're moving the ball down the field and you end up scoring 41 points for the game, and it's not like in the opener where they got a pick six and all that. This is 41 offensive points. This is 430 yards through the air. This is a top 10 performance in LSU history through the air. And you say they don't have anybody that can cover Marshall or Gilbert. I can understand falling into the temptation of not being balanced.
And at LSU, and traditionally in the SEC, the yards and the points that you put up should be enough to win football games, right? You'd agree
with
that,
sure.
Right?
You're third in the SEC in scoring.
Right. And so now, and you've only seen one or two samples, and we you know, Vanderbilt obviously was a good performance, and Vanderbilt's not a very good football team. In Mississippi State, we know now some of the circumstances that led them to play man-free, and that was more scheme, in my opinion, than anything else. And, of course, you were missing Derek Stingley. So now, how do you approach this thing going forward, right? And you're going to have more balance. You're going to have a little bit more time of possession. Otherwise, you've seen enough sample of your defense, and you're not LSU of 2019 or 18 or 17 or 16 right now. Statistically, you're Texas Tech. And so do you want to keep going that route and keep scoring quickly and getting into all that stuff when you're still trying to clean up on the defensive side? So I'm not saying that they have Texas Tech talents or any of that. I don't know the quotes.
No, I know.
The point of that is you got to have a little bit of balance and then hope. And I think with both simplifying things and they get better defensively and you get some people healthy, that they have a better football game against South Carolina.
Simplify, buzzword of the week or 2 weeks.
We're going to do a segment on simplify.
Okay, well then I won't jump to it now.
Don't get into it now, and then we're going to do that, and then we're going to talk about what is Barry Odom doing at Arkansas. So I had a chance to watch that game.
Something real good, right? Because to me they're the surprise of the league so far.
No question, best coaching job.
Yeah, right? Sam Pittman is coach of the year through four games. Because they've won two games and should have won three. I mean, the officials don't blow the call at Auburn. They're 3-1.
Right.
And they haven't won three games in 3 years. In fact, they haven't won one game in 3 years. So,
I mean, they're physical. They have an identity on offense, right? And you know, they're doing what a lot of teams are not doing in this league. They're stopping the run. Now, granted, they haven't played. We're seeing now they played Ole Miss.
They played Georgia.
Yeah, they did play Georgia. They played Georgia early, played them well before they got settled at quarterback.
Change a quarterback at half.
I'm with you, but you know, they played Ole Miss and they played Auburn, who we now, right, is kind of in the same scenario LSU is. I think looking at where they are. So, I mean, still more ball to be played. The fact that they're playing with a purpose, they're playing physical, it's a different identity, and that's something you can hang your hat on.
There's ways that you can get in touch with us. You can call us at 499-9898. We are on YouTube in the 104.5 ESPN on page. And you can get us the Bayou Ford chat on the side there, so you can ask us questions there. I think you have Facebook
I'll handle Facebook today.
And so you can ask us questions from that. Okay, so the second thing that we get to is at LSU. This is a report from Sports Illustrated from Pat Forty and Ross Dellinger that LSU is imposing self-imposing penalties for rules violations, and the NCAA will be able to respond to this. So I'll give you the Cliff Notes version of this. Is it's 8 scholarships over 2 years. Sounds like a lot, and it's certainly something. But it is 8 scholarships off of the 85 limit and not off of the 25-person signing limit. Why is that significant? Because they were nowhere near 85 scholarship players mm-hmm. when they got to campus. And I don't think that even with a full signing class, which we're expecting, that they were going to get to 85 by next August either. So that, while it's not nothing, most years you go in under the 85 by a couple. So maybe this is a couple more. And in this case, it's less because of the COVID year. So if that holds, that's not the end of the world. It is a reduction of recruiting visits, evaluations, and communications. The official visits are 12.5%. Most years, right. They don't use all of their official visits. The official visits are the number of visits that you can pay for in full and bring kids to campus. There is a limit. You usually do not use them all. Unofficial visits, they're going to eliminate some of those as well. And that's a little bit tougher to quantify because there's so many of them, and a lot of them are last minute. It's like, hey, can we come to the game? Yeah, if you get yourself here, you can come to the game. So I don't even have a number on that. It's something. It's not nothing. They get a 21-day reduction of 168 days of allowable and off-campus contacts. Also a manageable number. It's about 3 a month over a 7-month period. Again, not nothing, but certainly manageable. Then there's a 6-week ban in communications with prospects. This is the one that concerns me the most because I want to know how it's going to be applied. Mm-hmm. You can't go 6 weeks without talking to kids that you're recruiting. They'll forget that LSU's in Baton Rouge. So if this is in increments of 1 week, half a week, 3 days, I don't know. That one is the one that probably concerns me the most out of any of those things. The other part of it is, will this be accepted by the NCAA? Now, for years, when you gave a self-imposed penalty to the NCAA, whatever it was you decided that you thought you should be punished for, they added something to it. Didn't matter how severe it was, they were going to add something to it. It hasn't been the case as much of late. In fact, you've seen schools basically say, hit me with your best shot. Because if you do what the NCAA wants, which is, hey, listen, agree with us, cooperate with us, and tell us what you think, and basically open up your books, and we'll go easy on you. And Missouri did just that 2 years ago, and the NCAA threw the book at them. I mean, just crushed them for one tutor that had, you know, tutored, I think it was a couple dozen players. They hit them with postseason bans. I mean, they hit them with as hard as you could hit them. So basically after that, the schools were like, you know what, come get us. Yeah. Tell me what you're going to tell me, because whatever I tell you is just going to be used against me. So prove what you can prove. And in the case of basketball, for some 12 to 15 schools, it's been, you got nothing. You've been blowing smoke for 3 years, and you got Oklahoma State on a 1-year ban. Good for you. Find out what you can find out and come get me.
Yeah.
So what they come back with, I don't know. These are level one infractions. There's 3 degrees of level ones and level one infractions: aggravated, standard, and mitigated. I'm not going to go through all of those. Let's just say that right now they're the ones that don't involve the postseason ban. Okay, this is all going back to, there was a booster that gave some money to a player's father who didn't do the job, and that booster's in jail. I think we all know that story. The other part of it is Odell Beckham, who they have basically banned from campus for 2 years because he was off handing out $100 bills after the national championship game. Now, whereas in the case of the booster, I think the NCAA is going to ask LSU, what did you know and when did you know it? Did you arrange for this booster to give this guy this money, and when did you know about it? And most importantly, did you lie to us at any point in the investigation? Whereas the Odell thing, I think LSU's off pretty much scot-free.
Yeah.
Okay. They had no idea that they were going to win the game, first of all. Certainly nobody from LSU went to Odell and said, listen, if they win while everybody's watching, go out and hand out $100 bills. I think we can say with pretty big degree of confidence that Odell did this foolish thing on his own, and now he's got to pay the price. Listen, I got nothing against Odell, but he knew what he was doing was going to attract attention. He knew what he was doing was foolish, and he did it anyway. So,
and you've, of course, got the him spanking the policeman's ass. And
also,
and then
not a good look.
You've got the cigars. And, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm with you on that.
Okay, so I think the Odell thing got the, you know, you go look at ESPN.com, and it's, you know, LSU under sanctions because Odell's hand. I mean,
they're trying to get clicks.
Yeah, it's a sexy headline, but it's not really the story.
Right.
The real violation is the booster and the dad and the fake job. That's where LSU's complicity lies, if at all. And they are trying to basically head the NCAA off at the pass here and say, listen, this is what we did. This is what we. This is what we think we should be penalized. What do you think? And most importantly, at the end, say, this is a football matter. This happened quite some time ago. The booster, not the Odell thing. And this has got nothing to do with basketball. And we'll see if the NCAA agrees with that. Because if they can tie basketball to football, then the penalties just go up.
And so usually during the sales process, the first bid, Charlie, is not usually right the highest.
Yeah.
Right? You want to go in a little bit lower. And right. NCAA is going to come back. And yeah, look, I think it's hard to examine the impact of all this. Sure, it hurts. I'm with you because of the times we're in right now, the status of the roster. When's the NCAA going to allow players to come back and do visits?
Yeah, off
when
the
are
dead
you
going to
mean? And mm-hmm. all of the above right sure. now. I mean, I've just heard this extended dead period and what have you, and the fact it's still LSU, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think by and large, because of the times that we're in, it's better than normal. But yeah, I'm with you. Let's see what they come back with.
If it stays with what they're offering, I think it's a manageable deal. You won't go, oh my. If it had been eight players in one signing class or four and four, it would have been a lot worse.
Right.
So let's see what the NCAA comes back with. Did I cover everything?
Yeah, I think that was good.
All right, good.
Tomorrow's a new day. Sun comes up tomorrow.
Tomorrow is a new day.
Could have some new stuff.
We're brought to you by the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at LaBerge. On Monday nights, enjoy half-off margaritas, draft beer, and nachos. Thursday nights, one tower of beer. Buy one tower of beer, get one tower of beer half off. And if you are here in the month of October, you become a My Choice member. You will get your choice, a free slot play, a free bet, or food credit within the first 48 hours. And they have started taking reservations for Thanksgiving dinner to go. You can bring home a holiday feast from the Bon Ton Buffet. Feeds eight for just $95. That goes all the way through the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. You get your choice between oven-roasted turkey or mandarin orange glazed ham. Dressing, three sides, rolls, and cornbread, sauces, and pie. You call 225-224-4143 to order. 499-9898 is the number to call, or you can chat with us on Facebook or YouTube. This is the Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1.
Lentz, Louisiana Ear, Nose, Throat, and Sinus is now Lentz. 13 well-known specialists that have been serving this community for years have joined forces. We are your comprehensive ear, nose, and acute illness experts, featuring same-day office visits. Whether children or adults, if you're feeling under the weather, make an appointment today, and we will get you in and out of the office. Featuring six locations in the area, including St. Francisville, Zachary, and Denham Springs. Visit us online at LentzMedicalGroup.com. Lentz, L-E-N-T-S. We are your local ENT and experts in sinus surgery.
Hustle to Louisiana's number one choice, Service Chevrolet Cadillac, where you can score big savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Tailgate in style this season in a new Chevrolet Cadillac or high-quality pre-owned vehicle. Tackle a great deal on Louisiana's largest selection from Louisiana's number one choice, Service Chevrolet Cadillac, 1212 Ambassador Caffrey near I-10. Stop by or log on at servicegm.com. Chevy, find new roads. Claims based on current GM data.
Industry has always supported education in the STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering, and math. Now, Shell is taking STEM to the next level by also embracing the arts, transforming STEM into STEAM. Shell believes creativity in all areas of life will make the future bright for generations to come. Shell embraces the rhythm of Louisiana, and we're proud to support the arts. Visit shell.us/Louisiana.
Demco provides our members with more than power. We're always exploring new ways to empower our members. To help with balancing the budget, sign up for levelized billing and pay about the same amount every month all year long for your electric bill. It's available to members who have had service for at least a year. Enroll today at Demco.org to curb seasonal spikes in your bill. That's Demco.org. Demco, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Discover a place where legends are made, where ordinary checks itself at the door, and unforgettable experiences are around every corner. Discover L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Unique dining, the hottest games, and the coolest rooftop pool around. Make your moment legendary at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Exit at Blue Bonnet off I-10. See My Choice Center for details. Must be 21 Winner Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Robinson Brothers Ford's truck and SUV sale is still going strong. Save now with bigger discounts and lower prices on every remaining 2020 Ford truck and SUV in stock. Save $11,000 off MSRP on 2020 F-150 Super Crew XLTs. $11,000 off MSRP. Buy 2020 Expeditions and get $14,000 off MSRP. As always, no unexpected fees. Hurry to Robinson Brothers Ford today.
Ford Courtesy Transportation Units. Includes dealer discount and Ford rebates. Excludes TT&L and documentation fees. Ends 10/31/20.
Contacting your workers' comp carrier shouldn't be a painful process.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Please re-enter your policy number or say representative.
Representative.
Ugh.
At Luba, we don't have robots answering our phones. We have humans, like Lisa.
Thank you for calling Luba Workers' Comp. How may I help you?
Answering your call is just the first of many ways we set ourselves apart. Visit lubawc.com to experience the Luba difference.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Eagle 98.1.
Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1, brought to you by L'Auberge Baton Rouge. We're at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill every Monday night. It's half off margaritas, draft beer, and nachos. And Thursday nights, buy a Tower beer, get a Tower beer half off. 499-9898 is the number. We'll take your questions also on Facebook and on YouTube. Stefan is in Crowley. Stefan, welcome into the show.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Starting to feel like we're kind of some stepchildren with all the whippings we're getting lately from 2020. So in that light, I'm going to do a poem called No Moss 2020, No Moss. More piled on 2020, I thought we could be friends, but you keep inflating our hopes only to let them fall again. We've had enough sorrow. We're tired of your games. You're treating us as fairly as those cursed hurricanes. Moss finally starts to shine, then you tear his belly apart. Here there are sanctions that the NCAA refuses to make a la carte. Give us some joy this Saturday. I think we've earned some rest. Light a fire in our Tigers and help them pass the test. My mom said never speak ill when referring to another man. But since we're playing a chicken, I think she'll understand. Our opponent is an angry chicken, but a Louisiana man knows what to do. The only place for any chicken is in a gumbo, fricassee, or stew. I hear their players wear a heat-active deodorant, but not to stifle their smell, you see, but rather because the only way they can hope to get a degree. When they eat their cereal on toad, it's always out of a box, because bowls are known to cause choking in these wayward gamecocks. You're changing your name to Possums is something that I've been told, because you've always played dead at home and often get killed on the road. I hear you had to cancel Christmas, not because of a virus again, but because in the town of Columbia, there was not one virgin or three truly wise men. There was an experiment to see what happens if you cross a gamecock and a pig, it's true, but the study had to be abruptly canceled because there's some things a pig just won't do. So despite all the valleys and mountains we must climb, let's suit up mighty tigers and give them hell one more time. Let's make some angry chickens write a sorrow-filled, soulful ballad. Before before they float deliciously by amid smoked sausage and potato salad.
Thank you, Stefan. The part about the 2020, at the end of the year, they always do these stories, year in review.
It might be more than an hour.
It's
show
like a horror
year.
Movie, right?
Right.
It's like the worst of the worst of the slasher flicks out
what
of the 80s.
What do you think 80s? It's going to be like? We got Playboy Morty. He's probably going to be in Times Square. What do you think that's going to be like this year?
Oh, well, we got
first off with the restrictions. How happy are people going to be to see this thing go?
Can we get a, just some kind of camera on him?
We're going to, Marty, could we potentially do something with Mintz? We'll simulcast it, right? You guys live in Times Square, and we'll get Mintz on what's the hotel? I stayed at Renaissance, I think, is on the corner. There's just a room and up on the roof.
Yeah, we could try to do that. I mean, I've heard Times Square on New Year's Eve is completely miserable, which would kind of make for good comedy with Mintz there.
No question.
So, yeah, I don't hate the idea.
We'll get a GoPro for Mintz. Just let him talk to people. I'm so excited about Mintz on a subway. I think that's going
to
be huge.
I can't wait to see this. This would be entertaining theater.
Questions? You got them? You want to go first?
You go ahead.
All right, yeah. Facebook. So Charlie, Craig Schilling, who is a favorite among us.
Meme master. Yeah.
What will be the pass-run ratio this week with freshman quarterbacks, and will there be a desire to run the football more?
Okay, so yes, on the second part of it. The first part is harder to answer because I don't know what the score is going to be. And if LSU falls behind, then you're sort of your hand's sort of forced to throw the ball more. That's why, getting somewhat control of the pace of the game and running the football and keeping the defense off the field is paramount here. If the score ends up 45-41 again, I don't like LSU's chances.
I don't think it's a shootout this week.
Well, I don't either, I don't know that for sure. But I think LSU's a lot more likely to win if they score 24 points than if they score 44 points.
Okay.
How's that? Because I don't think they can score 44 points. All right. I think an LSU – that came out wrong. Let me say it again.
Okay.
I think they're more likely to win and scoring 24 points than if they got to go out and score 44 points. I don't think they're going to get home. Okay, so it's about controlling the pace of the game, and it's about run pass ratio on neutral downs, on first down especially, where you're about probably a 6-4 ratio, 2-1,
right.
Three to two ratio run to pass, something like that.
Yeah, I mean. If you get behind, I'm with you. Or even if you get ahead, get disproportionate. I don't think either really happens in this game because I think South Carolina's have spread the run you. They're going to make you defend the whole football field. I think Hill's executing what they want to do, and they're in the plus side of things with the turnover ratio. I mean, they beat Auburn because of the takeaways. I don't think there was anything that they did glamorous in that football game, but they were consistent, and they were able to run the football when they needed to in the second half. I think they were able to rush for 6 or 7 yards per carry in the second half. That's huge against a team like Auburn. Now, Auburn asterisks because they have things going on, but it is Auburn. So, I think ideally you'd like to be probably 55-45, a little shade to the run, and that's a far, cry from what you were at Missouri.
You can't turn the ball over. You can't give them the cheap points, and that's what that's my biggest concern with a young quarterback.
Right,
is you're going to have a turnover, and if you do that, and you find yourself behind, then it disrupts your run pass ratio. You can put it on paper. We can do this on Wednesday all the way up to game time. You find yourself down in a 10-0 hole, and everybody goes, well, hang on, and then you want to start to speed things up, and that's where you maybe get in trouble.
So, yeah, I'm with you, and I think they've got to be more balanced. Again, that's why I think it is Max Johnson, and you're probably a little less hesitant to blitz an RPO, where I've seen enough on Finley. Finley's a pocket passer. Mm-hmm. He is not a dual-threat guy, per se. He can move around a little bit. He's not Zach Benberger back in the target, in the pocket. But that was a problem they had with Miles Brennan. Missouri just 7-8 in the box. We're coming to get you. We'll play zero. I don't care if you're beating us. We're going to eventually, the percentages are going to go our way. We're going to get you behind the chains. You're going to go 0-10, right, on third down. You're going to have a low percentage on third down. And hopefully we're going to get a chance to win that football game. I think that's what Will does. And I think it slows it down a little bit with what's going on. If he's got to, he sees some RPOs and he scouted Max Johnson well. He was a state over. I heard, watched his press conference last night, the replay of it. They're well aware of what Max Johnson does. And like, there's enough intel. They've got to figure out what they're going to do. If we're sitting here telling this on a Wednesday night on the radio, they've got to feel what's going on.
I want to ask this question, and I don't mean it ugly or snarky or whatever like that, but why are you recruiting two quarterbacks that are so drastically different? I asked this question 10 years ago. You would think that you fit into what it is you want to do offensively, and then you go find the guys that can do it, and you don't have two quarterbacks that are drastically different. And I know O has talked about their similarities all week, but I hear more about their differences than I do about their similarities. One can run and one can't. One's taller than the other one. One's right-handed and one's left-handed. And I'm trying to figure out, in a week where you're trying to prepare both of those, what offensive schematics work the best, where you got to try to, you know, serve both quarterbacks here.
So, you know, and again, Muschamp commented on that a little bit. Hey, what did they do differently? And this is while he was being still coy about Brandon. This was going back a day. And there are some tweaks, right, that they've done. Obviously, it's more of a vertical passing game. You don't have to account for him in the run game. And so there are a couple things that are different. I mean, there's a handful, I'd say 20% of the playbook that just goes out the window with Finley, that you can run it, but the problem is that he's in the game, then I can get more aggressive and I don't have to worry about perhaps the backside end sitting there playing contain. I mean, I can coach that up going into it. And that's what that becomes a Missouri problem again. And if my gut, if you play Finley, I think he does play, that's what he's going to face.
If you have two quarterbacks that are different and one is the starter and one is the backup and the backup only plays in mop-up time, then that's fine. Where it becomes problematic is when both of them have to play. And this is what happened when Jordan Jefferson and Jarrett Lee were on the same team and they didn't do anything alike.
I'm with you. These two are closer.
Okay.
These two are right. closer.
I want to say this right? before I see
yeah,
him play.
So Johnson is – so Johnson can throw the football. He's got a lot of zip. And so where Jefferson had his struggles in the pass game, right? And so I think he's closer throwing wise. So it just becomes the run elements that you're limited with some of your run elements with Finley as opposed to Johnson, in my opinion.
Not to be argumentative, Gordy, but that's the whole difference between quarterbacks, those that can run and those that can't, because they're all supposed to be able to throw.
You know, I haven't seen all the film on Nussmeier, but we saw Walker Howard, who was fabulous.
Yeah.
Right? Fabulous the other night against Catholic. St. Thomas More beat Catholic. I don't know if you got that memo.
They won.
It really doesn't.
Yeah, no, I heard it was a great game.
They beat Catholic.
I heard it was a great game.
I don't hear that on the afternoon show.
No, probably not. And it doesn't matter to me what style of quarterback you want. You can win with either. But when you have to bounce back and forth, this is where sometimes problems can arise. I'm just telling you what I've seen in the past.
It's a tweak to it. I think the bigger question, and I'm with you, is the vision of what you're trying to do offensively.
Yeah.
And so I think what Burrow did so well, besides obviously scrambling and the things that he did, his ability to move within the pocket, and ultimately that becomes a question for Finley. I think when he gets the opportunity to play, is he what Miles was not able to do in the Mississippi State game, which he did a better job against Vanderbilt and against Missouri, and it's a question with Finley. You got to move the spot in this day and age, or you're going to get 7 or 8, and then you lose the ability. I go back without – I think you have what we're seeing in pro football, and now what we're seeing we've seen for years in college, and what we're seeing now in pro football is you put the dual threat quarterback and some RPOs in. It makes it really, really difficult to defend the width of the football field, the whole football field. And that's what Carolina, when I looked at them and cut up the films for CST, much better job of that. They really didn't do that in the past.
We're brought to you by LeBaron's Casino and Hotel here in Baton Rouge. This is the Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1.
Do you want to look and feel better fast? Who doesn't? Today's the day you can take control of your health, get results, get hydrated, and boost your immune system with IV therapy from GoFlow IV Spa, focusing on the most efficient delivery of vitamins and meds for your health and wellness. You can feel, look, and perform better fast with a vitamin infusion from GoFlow IV Spa. Open 7 days a week. Visit them on Facebook and book today. Visit GoFlowIV.com to learn more.
Hey, football fans. As the official AC and heating provider of LSU Athletics, AccuTemp wants you to stay comfortable all season long. During LSU home game halftimes, text halftime to 31996 for half off a Tiger tune-up of your AC system. Text halftime at halftime to 31996.
Hey, it's Gordy Rush for Gulf Coast Bank. You may need cash when you least expect it. Why not let Gulf Coast Bank help you get started with a savings account today? Stop by one of their convenient branches, call a banker, or go online. Gulf Coast Bank, the bank that cares about you. Member FDIC.
Where can you get a wellness exam, regenerative medicine, chiropractic care, COVID testing, and BioT hormone replacement therapy under one roof? Clark Integrated Medical Clinics and former LSU wide receiver Dr. Scott Clark, your partner in health. Get better, faster. Visit ClarkIntegrated.com.
It's Chevy Truck Month. It's work and play month. It's the month to get things done. With the Silverado 1500 and Silverado HD, the strongest, most advanced family of Silverados ever. It's Explore New Ground Month with the Colorado ZR2, named the best off-roader by Popular Mechanics. And Room for Everyone Month in the versatile and advanced Tahoe and Suburban, America's best-selling family of full-size SUVs. So whether you need a pickup truck or full-size SUV, Chevy has the right truck for you. See your Super Chevy dealers today.
All right, folks, come on, y'all ready to party? Give it up! Clear the floor and give way to the big money game from the lottery! All right, let's hear it for the big man, $200,000 big spender. Y'all, check this out. She got all the moves. Bring the noise up for $100,000 big wig. Ayo, pay attention, y'all. Coming on down is $20,000 big deal. And bringing it all home, get down with $10,000 big bucks.
Disco your way into any lottery retailer to pick up big money tickets. Make it a big night with all four tickets. You could win up to $200,000.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it, folks, for the big money game from the lottery. Remember, you must be at least 21 to purchase.
Premier Tire and Auto is your brand new tire and auto shop, which is now open at 12470 Hooper Road. Premier Tire and Auto is your one-stop shop for all things tires, plus routine vehicle services. Come by and see us or give us a call at 225-372-2659.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-348-0269. 800-348-0269. 800-348-0269.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Eagle 98.1.
Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1, presented by LaBerge Casino and Hotel here in Baton Rouge. Again, Thanksgiving dinner to go from the Bon Ton Buffet. They are taking pre-orders now all the way through the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. It's a great deal. It feeds eight for just $95, including turkey or ham, dressing, sides, bread, sauces, and pie. You call 225-224-4143. Thanksgiving dinner to go from the Bon Ton Buffet. So this question from our Bayou Ford chat sort of leads into what we were going to talk about anyway, and it was will Bo Pelini let the players just play defense because right now there's no energy on defense because they are so confused? That's paraphrasing. That's a common question that's been asked over the last week and a half.
And I've heard some of the player comments and what have you. But I would argue this. What I've seen on film is not horrifically complicated, right? I mean, in fact, I would tell you in trying to guesstimate, I think that even pre-snap, there's not a whole lot of adjustments stemming, disguising and we'll come back to that in a little bit. Where I do see, I think, some of the complications may be one in checking or motioning or having to adapt to somebody that shifts the formation. For example, the touchdown pass against Missouri when the slot ran right by Ricks and Harris, and nobody got him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was motion. Harris came over. Harris and Ricks weren't on the same page. Don't know who didn't get the call, and right through the middle of the football field. Okay, that could be something that's complicated. The second thing, which in a 4-3, which is a lot of gap, and it's you're shooting your gap. You go here, you go there. Is knowing what you're doing on the play. Because when you look at it on film, this isn't a Buddy Ryan's 46 defense, right? And it's not from that. It's not. So I'm wondering what they simplified, right? And that's I lend myself to whatever your responsibility is on the play and executing it. It just doesn't look that complicated. Now I'm going to pivot here, okay? And I'm going to
go back.
Can
I tell you how much what you're saying right now alarms me? But go ahead.
Okay. We'll come back to LSU. When I look at Arkansas and Barry Odom, I think he does a masterful job of giving you the same look, and he runs three or four different things out of it. And he's not. We know he's not doing it with a wealth of talent. In fact, the kid that had three interceptions was a walk-on.
Okay.
Cornerback, okay, had three interceptions against Ole Miss, who just lit up Alabama for whatever, 2 weeks ago. But I think it's simple, and that's the beautiful thing about it. In this day and age, when so many people are checking at the line of scrimmage, they're getting to the line, including LSU, I'm going to show you A, and I can do B, C, or D. And hopefully you're going to guess wrong, and you're going to throw a hitch, and my cornerback's going to be rolling up, and he's going to intercept the ball. And that's what happened, for instance, for that. And I'm not, I can't go in there and doing the sideline stuff and get that inside and come back here and talk about it. So I'm just guessing from the outside that I think that's what he's got to be simplified. You can simplify the checks, or you can simplify what they're doing on the play. The second thing I'll tell you about, you can go and talk about simplifying and coach is going to take responsibility and what have you, but the big guy in the sky doesn't lie. And loafs are loafs. I don't care how complicated it is. Effort is effort.
Okay.
And so that is as much, whatever's going on with that, it, to me, is as much going on schematically. Mississippi State, I thought there was great effort. Right. And I thought it was schematically. Missouri, there are a lot of plays that look on film, you're just head scratching, like, wow, there's some people look like they're sleepwalking out there. And that's my two cents on it.
Okay. I didn't like anything you said at all.
Good.
Okay.
Can I go home?
No. Here's not that I didn't, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I understand.
The first part of it, the schematics, where you say this is not terribly difficult. I would have rathered you said that this was a return to the old days where Saban had, a blitz for every state plus all the American territories, and they didn't understand New Hampshire and Vermont. Okay. I
remember those days.
Okay. Then, take the blitz package out from 50 states to 46, and maybe we'll go from there. So the fact that you're telling me it's already pretty basic and they're still not getting it is alarming to me.
I know. It's a change. I'm sure it's a change in. Now, has it been a change in terminology from what was there with Aranda? Yeah, but some of your primary people, including one of, your linebacker, your defensive end, and what have you, it's on them, right? Excuse me, it's new to them, so that doesn't come into play in that. I just don't, that's just my two cents. I don't, when you, for instance, when they get into their third down sub packages, you're going to go with a fast four up there, the same group that you have. They kick Anthony down and you get you get Ojulari on one side, you get Gay on the other side, and a defensive tackle or whatever they choose. They go with a fast package. One or two things happen, and either you're going to rush your gap or you're going to run a twist, okay? And then underneath, corners got one, safeties have two, and linebackers have three. And if you motion, you got to be able to communicate. But they've played so much man-free, and they've played a little bit of zone, right? And so I just don't, to me, the schemes aren't overly complicated. Now, the zones, when they drop back in the zones and the head's not on a swivel and they look lost playing zone, now that's on the technique, right? And maybe because they're not clear doing it. I just don't, again, it's not Buddy Ryan's 46 defense.
The second thing is probably way more disturbing, which is you're still talking about loafing and we're a month into the season now, okay? As long as I've been at this, I can only remember a few specific times where it looked like effort was a real problem, or most of the time that was coming to camp in shape. I remember that, you know, DiNardo one year said, if they don't show up in shape, we'll use camp to get them in shape and we'll just be behind in football. And they showed up in great shape that particular year. But then when things went south in the 99 season, they kind of quit a little bit.
Right.
I remember the year after 2003's national championship that Saban thought they came back in lousy shape. And that was the famous stick it in your depth chart press conference, because he thought that they had basically dogged it through the offseason and kind of rode the championship victory lap. And here and there through Miles's tenure, you would see a half or even a game where they weren't into it. You know, they come out flat.
Let me give you. How about Arkansas, the game that they had 96 yards of total offense up there with Anthony Jennings?
Right. Okay.
Right. And it was cold.
Yeah.
And everybody was sitting by the heater, and nobody wanted to play, and you just didn't see great effort.
But those are few and far between.
Right.
Really. I don't remember it going on for a series of games, a game here, a game there. It was cold. We fell behind. We didn't do this. We didn't do that. We took the opponent too lightly, etc. But I don't remember a coach saying through 4 weeks of the season, man, I'm worried about effort. Usually that's the kind of thing a coach gets fixed. You're going to get in shape and you're going to hustle, or you're going to run until you can't run anymore, usually.
And look, only they know what's going on inside there.
Yeah.
But to me, the film, it looks like a combination of both. I told you, talked to an opposing SEC coach. They said this defense looks lost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I agree with some of that. All right. And at this level, yeah, three games in, go back to the Missouri play, the touchdown I keep going back to. Motion comes across the field. We should have put this up here and done we kind of did a segment on it. Motion comes across the field. Todd Harris comes down, checks. And what appears to got to be man, the way that it's set up for a safety to come off of his spot and get 7 yards inside technique. Everything screams man. Yet Ricks plays zone, Harris plays man, and the middle of the football field, which is sacred. You don't, you know, it's wide open back there, and the guy runs 20 yards on touch for a touchdown in an SEC football game. That doesn't happen. That's something maybe in week one, a scrimmage, or not even a scrimmage, but early sets of camp where you have a bust of that magnitude.
If they don't look like they're into it on Saturday, I'm really going to have to question where your head's at and where the program's at that point, because you've had a month to get it fixed. If after 2 weeks of being told you're the worst defense since God handed out leather helmets and you don't react to it, look, if you're out of position, okay, fine. If you make a mistake at full speed, that's fine. And if you do all of those things and the freshman quarterback, whichever one it is, ends up turning the ball over three times and you lose, so be it.
Mm.
But if you go out there and you just dog it on Saturday after 2 weeks worth of what the hell's the matter with you guys, then I'm going to have to really question where your head's at.
So there's a disconnect of some way. And again, we'll go based off the face. I mean, what the film looks like, but I'm with you. I mean, if that happens this week against South Carolina, which you're going to see a lot of motion, a lot of movement. That's the way I'm going to scheme them.
Sure.
A whole lot of play action, and then a whole lot of cutback misdirection, because LSU is so fast to flow. Ball goes left, whoosh, everybody goes left. Mm-hmm. So what do you see? Everybody go back right. Play action, this, that. I mean, Mississippi State did that to death on them. And so that, you know what's coming at you, right? It's not like they're going to come up with any too many wrinkles.
Mississippi State hasn't done that to anybody since then, which that in my head is one of the things that really concerns me about this team, which is that Mississippi State look. When we came in here to do post game after that game, it's like, man, that was ugly. It has gotten nothing but uglier week by week as you watch them play some more.
So the finishes segment and your complication, what have you, and maybe it lends to what the players are saying, right? And again, the film shows against Missouri some loafs and some effort questions. But I understand that you were playing a kid that Evans that hadn't played in 11 months and had been with you for 2 weeks. He didn't even make the flip chart. Okay. Right. Charles, I can line up and get a middle school team to play cover two shell. It's on YouTube. The University of Washington chose to play a cover two shell and just come up and thump the living, you know what? And now we've seen everybody essentially do that. And Costello, who was loose with the football on his against us.
And has been looser since.
And continues to be loose, is just error prone. And that's, you make them be consistent and execute. And if they get all the way down to the red zone, the field gets tighter. You can't throw all those underneath routes, and they have to kick field goals. And so maybe the installation was too complicated, that they felt they had to do that much man free and that they couldn't play cover two. That's surprising to me. That's just my two cents.
We're brought to you by LeBerge Baton Rouge. Become a new My Choice member here in the month of October and win your choice of free slot play, a free bet, or free food credits in the first 48 hours. This is the Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1.
At Snap Fitness, we're all about helping real people get real results. You have tons of options when it comes to working out, but doesn't it all come down to choosing a gym that best fits your lifestyle? Join Snap Fitness and get fitter faster. Visit snapfitness.com or a club near you.
Don't put your life on the line. Do what the pros do. Call 811 before you dig. Wait for the site to be marked and always, always dig with care. LA One Call.
The farm provides us with many things, and it means many things. From crops to cattle, poultry, and timber, the farm is vital to our everyday lives. It's a place to enjoy the outdoors and where many traditions are born. Whatever the farm means to you, let First South Farm Credit finance it. We're ready to help you make your dream of land ownership or farming your own land a reality. Visit firstsouthland.com. Equal housing lender.
Shell is using creative energy to battle COVID-19. One way we're helping is by expanding our commitment to United Way. Shell believes in supporting the communities where our employees live and work. The COVID-19 crisis has placed extraordinary demands on United Way's resources, and Shell has responded. Because in these challenging times, it's never been more important to keep our community strong. Shell is the rhythm of Louisiana.
It's Chevy Truck Month. It's work and play month. It's the month to get things done. With the Silverado 1500 and Silverado HD, the strongest, most advanced family of Silverados ever. It's Explore New Ground Month with the Colorado ZR2, named the best off-roader by Popular Mechanics. And Room for Everyone Month in the versatile and advanced Tahoe and Suburban, America's best-selling family of full-size SUVs. So whether you need a pickup truck or full-size SUV, Chevy has the right truck for you. See your Super Chevy dealers today.
Attention hunters, fishermen, and lovers of everything outdoors. The Ducks Unlimited Gun Bash and Banquet is back. Hosted by Bowie Outfitters the evening of Wednesday, October 28th, starting at 6:30 p.m. Come out for a 25-gun firearm frenzy raffle with cocktails, beer, wine, and appetizers provided by Catering Cajun. Live and silent auctions. Plus, Bowie will be offering in-store discounts during the event. It's the Ducks Unlimited Gun Bash and Banquet at Bowie Outfitters on Perkins Road, Wednesday, October 28th from 6:30 to 9. Get your tickets at br-du.com.
How do you tell the difference between an authentic prescription pill and a counterfeit look-alike laced with fentanyl?
In most cases, only chemists can.
So how could you expect your children, who are being exposed to the fatal alternative online, to do so?
It's dangerous to take medicine without a prescription.
And even deadlier to take a pill without knowing what's in it.
Talk to your kids today.
Too many have died from taking counterfeit pills purchased online.
It only takes one. There is no second chance.
Sponsored by Louisiana Ambulance Alliance within the Epidemic Louisiana.
On October 17th, 18th, 24th, and 25th, the zoo is thrilled to host our most popular event of the year, Boo at the Zoo. This year, for safety purposes, treats will be available for children to pick up upon departing their zoo adventure. However, we are still encouraging creative costumes for all guests to create a merry, not scary experience. The zoo will have fall photo ops, and our animal friends will experience festive enrichments during the day. We hope you can make it to this family tradition for all ages. Visit brzoo.org for more details.
Hey, Matt Flynn here. No one wants to have surgery, but when you do, there's Ochsner at the Grove. It features a brand new surgical hospital with one-of-a-kind optimal hospital technology. The optimal hospital concept is unique to Ochsner, with red lighting to help you sleep through the night and copper-infused linens and services to help prevent infection. Heal faster and recover quicker with Ochsner. Take a virtual tour or schedule an appointment now at ochsner.org/the Grove. That's ochsner.org/the Grove.
Eagle 98.1.
Presented by LeBerge Baton Rouge, where every Monday night it's half off margaritas, draft beer, and nachos at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill. Thursday nights, buy one tower beer, get a tower beer half off the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill right inside the front door at LeBerge Baton Rouge. South Carolina comes in this weekend. Gordy, they're 2-2, first of all. They're coming off a win against Auburn. They're what I call an honest team. Okay, there's nothing terribly flashy. There's no undeniable superstars. Coach has been there a while, so they're not implementing anything that's drastically new. It's a transfer quarterback that's come in and done a nice job. He hasn't, you know, they're not going to put him on any, you know, midseason All-American teams, but he's done a nice job. They play hard. They play physical. There's nothing, I hesitate to use the word sexy, but there's nothing sexy about them, but they're going to give you an honest day's work. And if you don't show up and take care of your business, they're going to beat you.
I'm with you. And this year, where in the SEC, where you throw everything out the window minus, what, Alabama and Georgia, maybe, right? I mean, that's a certainty. Florida.
And really, right? Alabama.
Right, Alabama, yeah. I think everything else, because of, you know, because of what's happened here at LSU, I think is a great example. I mean, Auburn's going through the same problems. They lost a ton of players. Their best player is injured. They get two or three opt-outs. You know, obviously they're not engaged. When have you seen a Kevin Steele defense just get slashed?
Auburn and LSU have a lot of similarity, because Auburn should have one more loss than they do.
You got new offensive coordinator and Chad Morris that's come in. He lost the whole offensive line. I mean, we go on and on. And there are a lot of stories like this. I mean, South Carolina, I think it's a 5-5 football team. Muschamp sticks around for another year, and he's recruited well. I like the Bobo hire. He's usually been solid on defense. You know, the question becomes, can he beat Kentucky? And you know, find his way in the top four or three in the SEC East and stay out of the 5, 6, or 7 column, right? In my opinion,
there's one guy that I would call our best offensive player that kind of scares you a little bit, and that's Shai Smith,
right?
Number 13. So he's an issue because he catches everything, and they target him way more than anybody else on the offense. So if you were one, they've got a nice combo at tailback, but it's nothing over the moon. Smith is the guy. If you're sitting there, okay, who jumped off the film? It would be 13.
Yeah, and they use him in a lot of different ways. You know, there was a big play against Vanderbilt in which they ran a shuttle pass. I personally, you know, if I'm going to go at LSU, if I want to, I'll take my shots with Ricks, or I'm going to primarily put him in the slot. That's where a lot of the confusion truly has happened, right in the middle of the football field. If I can find spots for him, if the linebackers are going to play zone, make, you know, give me a lot of movement and get me on a safety. Can you get me on Stevens in coverage, right? Who's more of a run support type guy? Mm-hmm. Who's a nickelback? Those are the questions. Those are the matchups I'd look at. I'm with you. I think that he's their best offensive player. Perkins, I believe, the running back, if I'm not mistaken.
Fenwick.
What's that?
Fenwick
and the other one.
Harris.
Mm-hmm. Both of them were playing. They had a blue chip redshirt freshman that blew out his knee. So they're serviceable. They're nothing special. They're going to get north and south. You know, remind me a little bit of not knocking good college backs, but like Brissett, right? I mean, I thought Brissett was a very good college back here, right? But, you know, nothing that's speed-wise, gear-wise, it's going to scare you. And they do a good job with the RPOs, the zone. It's a smart offense. They move pieces. And I think Hill doesn't get you beat.
Let me just put it as obvious as I can. They're playing better than LSU right now. They're a better football team through four games than LSU is through three.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree that because of, they might not be as explosive on offense, but they're more balanced. And here's the thing: they complement the other side of the football. I mean, they're in terms of yard. And granted, you had the 41-7 game against Vandy, just as LSU did, but their defense hasn't given up anything just ridiculous.
Yeah, they lose a Tennessee game on a pick six.
Right,
basically.
That's right.
That's a 50-50 game, and then they come back and they play Florida. What was a very competitive game for a 14-point loss, they had, depending on who graded the film, 6 to 8 drops.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, including one near the end, or what was their last offensive play, a ball in the end zone, very, very significant.
And never found an answer for 84, the big tight end for Florida.
Right, for Pitts.
Pitts, right.
I don't think they would have beaten Florida even if they catch 5 of the 8 that they dropped. But the point was they were kind of right there.
Yep.
They didn't get embarrassed by Florida. Florida didn't blow the doors off of them. And then they go, well, they beat Vanderbilt by the same score LSU did. And then last week they take advantage of Bo Nix. Well, if you take it, last week, Auburn and Tennessee, very similar in that if you take the run game away, and Auburn's running the ball better now than they were at the beginning of the season, but they're still not Auburn. So you put the game on the quarterback and wait for him to make a mistake. That's what they did with Giartano.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work for them, did work for Kentucky. You take the ball out of the running game for Auburn, you put the game on Bo Nix and see if he can beat you. Yeah. And, well, he didn't, okay? So why would their game plan be any different than take the ball out of the running back's hands, whichever one it is,
no,
put it on the freshman quarterback and make him beat you?
No question. There's no question. Again, I'm going to be conscious of the fact that he can pull it down and run. So they're gonna work all the RPO responsibilities that you got to do with Nix. Nix is capable of doing some of that stuff, and they saw it with Trask, and so this is nothing new to what they're doing. So it's not as if they've got to change the game plan. I got to be cognizant that he can do that, but there's no question. I'm bringing people up, right? I want to see the young guy, if I do that, and they check to some sort of max protect, I want to see him stand tall in the pocket, deliver the football, and beat me in man coverage.
Here's the chess match. Against Mississippi State, Miles Brennan making his first start. We spent most of the week saying, get him comfortable. Give him some things he can complete, get into the flow of the game, get himself comfortable. That didn't happen because, by his own admission, after the game said, they took away a lot of that stuff. They took away the easy stuff. He didn't play badly, but he never really got comfortable either. And I got to think that the same thing will be here. South Carolina knows Muschamp's coach defense forever. He knows that they're going to want to get these quarterbacks settled in. So what's he going to do to say, hey, the last thing I want your quarterback to feel is comfortable?
Yeah, so I can pinch the middle, I think, push and what have you, and take away the high percentage passes when they're not coming after him a little bit. I think you're going to see a bunch of RPOs. He ran that. I think he ran that in high school. I'm going to give him high percentage stuff, things that he's seen before. RPO, we're going to run zone read. I'm going to look at the linebacker. Linebacker comes up, I'm going to throw whatever the route is right behind him. If he stays back, I'm going to give him the ball. He's seen that. That's stuff that he can digest. He can run, and you know, it's tough to, it is, you know, it's tough to defend. Whereas Brennan, what you saw, the RPO was not in play. It was more of the pistol. It was the five wides. It was all the intermediate, the Saints stuff that without the RPO, the things that you saw, and they just did a great job of Mississippi State, again, going back to what Arkansas did. They lined up the same way and did 3 or 4 different things out of it. So it ultimately, Ensminger's guessing, hey, we're going to run the slant, thinking he's going to get this coverage, he gets something else. So, I'm with you, and that's going to be the challenge that, you know, Steve and Linehan have this week, is getting a package that Johnson's going to be comfortable with, and okay, how can we disguise, dress some of this stuff up that we just don't play our hand?
And how do you play two quarterbacks? We'll talk about that when we get back. We are brought to you by LeBerge Baton Rouge. New My Choice members at LeBerge will win their choice of free slot play, a free bet, or free food credit in the first 48 hours of joining. This is the Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1.
Hey, I'm David Bajeron, Vice President and Branch Manager of Louisiana Land Bank in Opelousas. I closed a loan yesterday on this young guy that worked at a plant in Cross Springs. He came in to...